Thought for today. Thought for today. Thought for today. Just in case you didn't know this was your thought for today. Are you all ready for a thought for today?
Yes.
Are you all ready to hear what I'm going to say?
Yes.
Well, the topic is, generous people seldom have emotional or mental problems. Generous people seldom have emotional or mental problems. Now, why do generous people seldom have emotional or mental problems? Well, emotional and mental problems come from possession. Emotional and mental problems come from judgment. Emotional and mental problems come from all of these things that we do to ourselves, not liking ourselves, feeling that somebody is onto us, or being paranoid. Paranoia is what? Paranoia is when you think that somebody is judging you, or somebody is making a determination whether what you're doing is right or wrong. And hey, generous people never have that problem. A generous person is always out giving. Now, you say that can be very expensive. Yes, it can. It's very expensive. It uses up your emotional energy, something tremendous. It uses up your emotional energy, which otherwise just gets bottled and is waiting to have a problem. But it uses that emotional energy of love, that emotional energy of joy, that emotional energy of peace, that emotional energy of feeling just great and wonderful within yourself. Have you ever seen a generous person in your life? Now, we all can say, well, sort of. Were they manipulative? If they were, then that's you. Do you know what a generous child is? A generous child is a child who doesn't know that he's generous. Okay? A generous child is a child that doesn't know he's generous, because little children don't possess their toys. Little children would share their toys. Can I play with your dog? Sure. You can play with my cat. Can I play with your truck? Sure. And he has nothing to offer. The generous child says, fine. I got lots of things to play with. I can play with this stick. I can do anything. It doesn't matter. A generous child, number one, is not possessed by his toys. A generous human being is not possessed by whatever they're being generous about. If they're possessed by it, they find it very difficult to be generous. Now, when does a child learn to be possessed? When does a person learn to be possessed? All of you, well, three of you at least, became American citizens. And when you became American citizens, you were supposed to possess your country. This is my country, land of my birth. Well, this isn't your land of birth, but this is your country. And you're supposed to be patriotic. You're supposed to be possessive. Now, why would anyone want you to be possessive of a country? Because if the country needs to be protected, they want you to go to war to protect it. If a country needs to have you ration something, have less of something, they want you to do it because of the country, of nationalism, patriotism, and so forth. Now, why does a child learn possession of his toys? Well, his mother says, now you take good care of your toys. You don't want to bust up your toys. You don't want to, don't give your toys away. Don't lend them to anybody. You play with them. They'll be nice. Now, the little child doesn't care. Why didn't you bring your toys home? Why are you leaving your bicycle in the driveway so your father runs over it, you know? Why are you so careless? Well, there's no possession. there's no possession. And you know what there also is? In children, there's no concern about whether it's destroyed or not, because daddy will buy another one. There'll be another one. Maybe not daddy, but there'll be another one. They know that. They know that. Deep in their heart, deep in their soul, they knew that. Have you ever seen an emotional or mentally unstable child? Yes. But behind it is an emotionally unstable parent. Think about it. Whenever you hear of an emotionally unstable child, they have an emotionally unstable parent behind them. But what about all these children who are in mental homes? All these children who are mentally unbalanced in the world that we know about. Psychiatrists work with them, psychologists work with them. What about these hyper kids? There's the hyper, everything's so wrong. Who did that to them? How did they get to be so hyper? They got to be so hyper because their world was teaching them to be hyper. If they had a mellow mother, could the child be hyper? Not in the slightest. But I am a mellow mother. I am and my child is so hyper, and I am a mellow mother. No, you only think you are. You aren't. Now, if you were to teach your child to be generous, but he's got to know that out in the world, things are tough. Out in the world, you've got to do this and that. Well, why bother? If the mother would learn that the world is a reflection of her love and could teach the child the world is a reflection of her love, the child would never be hyper. I had a young man who came on campus one time with his medical father, medical doctor father and mother and a bunch of other people. And as they were walking the path, the young man said, I need a drink, I need a drink, I'm so thirsty. And his father says, yes, he has a condition that he needs to have water. And I said, that's not true. That's not true. I said, you're a doctor. And if you felt that was true, and you knew we were going to take a walk around this mountain path today, you would have brought a bottle of water along for him. But you didn't do that. Well, he's got to take care of himself. He's 8 years old now. He's got to take care of himself. Well, let me help. And so I talked to the kid in the presence of everybody else. I said, son, your body is 99% water. 98% is what they say. Your body is all this water. Now, you can draw upon water whenever you need it. If I make you very frightened and very nervous, you'll start sweating. The water comes from someplace. If I tell you that you are peaceful, you'll be peaceful. If I tell you that you have sufficient water and you're not thirsty, I don't mean to be not thirsty, but that you have, you feel like you just had a drink of water, you will feel like you just had a drink of water. Your mouth, instead of being dry, will be moist. And I'm going to tell you this. For the rest of this walk around this path, you are going to feel just like you are having a drink of water every now and then, just so refreshed and so beautiful. You're going to feel just fantastic. Well, needless to say, the kid did. We walked the entire path. Nobody was thirsty. Neither the adults nor the children that were walking with me. Nobody was there. And the sun was hot. I was up at Meal Meditations. We were walking this 2-mile path around there. Nobody was thirsty. Nobody had any need for anything. Nobody was hot. Nobody was uncomfortable in the least. And we stopped and talked at many places, and I showed them rattlesnakes and all sorts of other things that they were interested in seeing. And nobody had any fright. Nobody had any anxiety of any kind. And when we came back, the boy's father said to me, well, Dr. Barley, you're certainly a hypnotist, aren't you? I said, a hypnotist? How's that? Well, you hypnotized the boy into thinking he didn't need any water. And I said, well, if I can hypnotize him into thinking he doesn't need any water, and he's come back from his walk now and he still doesn't need any water, I'm pretty good, aren't I? I said, all I did was tell him the truth. But nobody else ran to the faucet to get a drink of water. Nobody else was eagerly looking for water. Nobody else was trying to get out of the sun. Everybody was very comfortable. Now, why is this so? Because the world is a mental picture. And all we have to do is be generous with our mental picture. This father himself was hypoglycemic. He himself needed to have all of this moisture. He thought his son needed it. He even had his wife believing that she needed it. But as soon as they took this generous attitude, hey, it's all okay. They could walk through a desert and not need water. Well, if that's the case, my goodness, we should teach the armies that we have to walk through deserts. We should teach them. No. No. You see, the army that's walking through the desert has a mission. And their mission is to go and control somebody else's world. And they're going there with a vengeance. They're going there with a preconceived concept of control that they had to have. That's part of their job. And because of that, they were thirsty. Because of that, all their energy, all their tension was just pumping the moisture right out of their body so it could evaporate and making them feel all the more thirsty. Now, if I were to say to these soldiers, you're at peace. You're at peace. You're at peace. Relax. They'd say, why are we going over there? Why are we going to bring... Hey, you're going to go over there to bring peace. You're going to go over there to take your attitude of self-confidence, your attitude of generosity. And as you meet these people, you're going to bring them peace. You're going to bring them love. But we were supposed to do something different. You're going to bring them peace. You're going to bring them love. Why is a war fought, theoretically, so that peace may result, right? That's why people fight wars. But that's not really why people fight wars. People fight wars because they want to get it off. They have this anxiety within them. They want to get it off on somebody. Why does a person like to hit another person? Because they have this anxiety and they want to get it out of their system. Now, what if you were to short-circuit that anxiety? Short-circuit that emotional and mental problem that says they have to go out and disturb another to get the peace within themselves. What would happen? They would be at peace. Their generous spirit would just flow abundantly. They would just be so generous. They'd be giving so much of themselves. They wouldn't want anything back. They wouldn't want to manipulate or control anybody else. This is what it's all about. This is what life is all about. And this is what war is all about. We think war is about peace. War is about peace within ourselves. And we think that being generous, we let people walk all over us. Nobody can walk over you just because you're generous. You help someone that you feel is down. You feel that's being generous. You lift them up. I was in the doctor's office and I was laying on his thing there while he's taking my blood pressure and my respiration and all that stuff. He said, you're perfect. I said, thank you. Then he made a foolish gesture. He reached out to give me his hand to help me sit up. Well, now, that was a very foolish thing to do. It was a loving thing to do, a gentle thing to do. But it was a foolish thing to do. Now, why was it a foolish thing to do? He thought I needed help to sit up. And I just sat right straight up, you know, no problem. But he thought I needed it. You see, the doctor feels that the patient must need something from him. And so even if it's to help them sit up from their examining table, they feel they have to help. Now, I have gone into this doctor over the years for annual examinations and stuff. And in the beginning, he wore rubber gloves. And after the first examination, he never wore rubber gloves again. I wonder why. Did he understand his own pure self? Did he surround himself with his pure white light of love? And so every being that he would touch would be pure and beautiful, even though they said they had diseases, communicable diseases and other things. You see, when you carry peace within yourself, that peace goes everywhere. When you carry happiness within yourself, that happiness goes everywhere. When you carry a balance within yourself, all emotional and mental problems dissolve. Do you know anyone who has emotional and mental problems? I'll show you someone who's not balanced. I'll show you someone who's not in harmony with himself, who's not peaceful with himself. I'll show you someone who carries the burdens of the world on their shoulders. You understand? When we go around being our brother's keeper, when we go around trying to manipulate the world, even with our generosity sometimes, but just go and give. Go and give. Give love. It's so easy to give love. You just be love, and then you give it. All of you are in charge of your world. All of you are in charge of your life. Now, do you want to be love and give love? Do you want to have no emotional or mental problems? Do you think perhaps the psychiatric hospitals would like to have this information? No. Because that's not what they're there for. They are a Krankenhaus, a house for the sick. When you go to a psychiatric house, you're going there because you're sick and you want to stay sick. They say once you get inside, you can't get out. Because they need the business. And how many doctors do they have in a psychiatric house? They have a lot of heavy-duty people who keep the patients in line, and maybe one or two doctors for all of them. This is not to belittle them. It's a game that both the people want to play and the doctors want to play. When the people start being generous, their mental and emotional problems will go away, and there'll be no need for the doctors, and the doctors will take up a different field. Is that wrong? No. Is that where you are? Yes. You're right in those mental hospitals, all of you. You're right in those institutions, all of you. You're right in the Krankenhaus, the house for the sick. You're right in those places every time you think about them. So now, think something more positive. Think how generous you are. I told you this morning, some very generous person, I don't know who it is, gave me a complete new computer system of the Apple, of the Mac. And it'll be along shortly, but some beautiful person gave me this complete new system. Now, why are they so generous with me? Because I am outgoing and generous? It flows back. It flows in, it flows out. It flows in, it flows out. If I am emotionally unstable and I am having mental problems, then I will meet people with mental problems. If I am balanced, I meet people who are balanced. If I'm harmonious, I meet people who are harmonious. Now, what kind of world do you want? I say, a world of peace, a world of harmony, a world of balance. Be generous and allow the mental and emotional problems to disappear into their native nothingness now. I love you.